Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast, and I wanted to welcome you to today's episode, which is all about running one niche store versus running multiple niche stores. And first of all, if it's your first time to this channel, definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button. And also, if it's your first time as an E-commerce Paradise member, then definitely subscribe to get my niches list and join the community of high-ticket dropshipping entrepreneurs. Go to ecommerceparadise.com and you'll get a pop-up that requests that you join the niches list email list, and you'll get my free 99 highly profitable niches, as well as a niche research guide to go along with it. So if you want that for free, go to ecommerceparadise.com or click the link in the description below. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. So in the past, I've had very successful stores that I just ran by themselves. But the biggest issue was that we were always dealing with all sorts of external circumstances. Like for instance, one of them was having brand new competitors pop into the space and offering lower prices or bigger discounts on the products. And so people would sometimes go to that person's store and buy from them instead of buying from us. And that was a big pain in the butt to deal with, because when you're dealing with people, competitors specifically, that are just looking to lower prices in order to get people to buy from them, it's, you know, pretty annoying, and you just kind of have to deal with it. You can hit up the suppliers and say, hey guys, I don't like how this competitor is just offering a bigger discount on your products. Is there any way you could tell them to only offer a certain amount as a maximum discount? It's kind of like breaking MAP pricing in a way, so it kind of sucks when a competitor pops into the space and lowers price. Instead of lowering prices to compete, consider offering more value up front. You can offer value in the form of free gifts, offer value in form of like extended warranties and things like that. You can offer value with free guides and free materials, learning materials, things like that. So there's a lot of different ways you can offer more value. You can also provide more value in the way of just teaching the consumer how that product is going to benefit them more in the long run. You can even offer more value by purchasing the product yourself and filming a review video of yourself using that, maybe assembling it, installing it somehow, that kind of a thing, your own way. And you know, you'll provide value to the customer and the supplier that way. So, but running a niche store can be very, very profitable because you have your focus on one niche specifically. Instead of having your focus spread across multiple stores, all your effort is going to go into the deepest optimization possible and the deepest sales funnel optimization as possible. Because the true profits come during the sale and after the sale, meaning that after the sale, you can upsell them more products, services, warranties, white glove delivery, that kind of stuff, and then also get them coming back to your store to buy more. And that all takes a lot of work to build that out. So it's a really good idea to focus on building out your niche store first so that it's really profitable in the long run. And then you can focus on building out more stores from there, or hire virtual assistants to do it for you and create training for them to do that. But the number one thing to keep in mind is that you're only going to be, you're always going to be the best at doing it. And so your virtual assistant is probably never going to be as good as you, but they can at least help you with the redundant stuff. So like adding products and stuff like that. But you still got to be the one to go back in there, make sure everything's done right, uploaded right, and optimized correctly. But I highly recommend having one niche store until it's a full-time income and then branch out from there. And then still, you're going to have to always be coming back to optimizing that one niche store. So keep that in mind. Running multiple niche stores can work very well, but you have to have systems in place and you have to have teams in place to run them for you and to keep things organized. And also, it's kind of like having a second job. You know, when you have your one job, it takes a few hours a day to run that store or whatever, build it. Having a second store means it's going to take you another few hours a day to run and build that one. You know, so consider every single business that you start as another job. And do you really want to take on a second job or a third job? Or would you rather just do a better job at that job you have and get a raise, or in other words, make more money in your business, right? Which one's worth more to you? Is it time freedom or is it financial freedom? So you can make both happen with one store, but you have to be hyper-focused on that. There's kind of a school of thought that says diversify your assets. And then there's another school of thought that says, you know, focus on that one big thing in your life. And those are two different kind of competing thoughts, because if you diversify your assets, you're losing focus on that one big thing. Whereas if you focus on that one big thing, you're not necessarily diversifying your assets. But consider this, is if you focus on that one big thing and then diversify your traffic sources, diversify your suppliers, diversify you know, your product offering and things like that, then you're in a sense diversifying your assets and still working on one store. And this is where it sort of gets murky and you start getting into general store ideas instead of niche store ideas, because you know, you might think about setting up a store where you sell multiple niches in one. And I've seen stores like that do really well. But the key is they started with one niche, right? And then they grew from there. They didn't start as a general store. So start with one niche, get successful there. And then in that same store, you can actually branch out and sell more categories. But you have to do the same work through every single category, with every single supplier, with every single product listing to grow. That's the key to sustainable sales and growth in a business. So I would highly recommend, if you don't want to take on a second job and you don't want to have to be managing a team all the time, which takes a lot of extra effort, to stick with one store and just to focus on growing that as deep as possible and then going wider, one category at a time, as deep as possible. This is the same sort of thing that Amazon.com did in the very beginning. They started with books and then they moved with music and then they moved into other categories from there, like toys and baby things, because they didn't want to just become this ultimate general store in the first place. And every single industry has kind of its own nuances, its own little weird things with each supplier you have to get used to. So, you know, make sure that you understand what you're getting yourself into before you start expanding with new stores, okay? I'm building out client stores right now and I'm finishing up this process, and I'm starting to realize that the people that signed up for the client stores that already have a store, they might not have the time and, you know, extra effort and ability to go and manage that store as much as they need to in order to make it profitable, and that sucks. They might not have been ready in the first place to do that. But people who are just getting started into it, when you have a full-blown store built out for you, the problem is you don't understand all the processes, so you hit this learning curve much quicker than if you were to have gone through the whole build process over time and then launch your store. You kind of understand how everything works in the back end, and then you can sort of go through and change things around, optimize them as you go, as you build your store. So there's a good side and a bad side to having kind of a done-for-you service. And so you have to consider that in the very beginning, if you're going to hire somebody to build one of these services for you, that you have to make sure you're ready to take it on as it's delivered. Because a business is a business, and a business needs somebody to run it, and it needs a team to run it usually. So be prepared for that, okay? But generally speaking, it's much better to go with just one store and growing that one store till it's fully profitable before the next one. Now, the only case I can think of that if this isn't true necessarily is if you chose the wrong niche. Maybe you chose a product that was too low priced or over competitive, or maybe the suppliers just won't set up with you in the first place and you're just not seeing traction on that one store. Look at your checklist and make sure, did I do my full optimization? Have I optimized the product pages? Have I made the best offer? Have I checked the competitors' offers and made myself more competitive? Do I have all my pages in place and my policies ready? Do I have a nice return policy? Have I actually spoken with customers on the phone, spoken with suppliers on the phone, and trying to close sales and also get the best pricing on the products? If you haven't done that work, then of course your store is not going to be profitable. These are all things that you really need to do to make your store profitable, okay? So be ready for this, be prepared for that. And if you already have a store, consider growing it before you start a second store, okay? It's really important that before you try to just start over from scratch and make a second job for yourself because your one store is getting too hard to run or something like that, that you figure out better ways to make your offer better than your competitors, and you know, to attack that as much as possible. Because it's a lot easier to take a store from doing 50,000 a month to doing 100,000 a month than it is to take a store from doing zero to 50,000. It takes a lot less time, and you're already kind of in the niche. You probably already have organic rankings. Your ads are already going, so you don't have to start everything from scratch, because the startup can take maybe a month to 3 months, depending on how much time you have to spend on it. And then there's another 3 months beyond that to get to profitability, usually. So, you know, generally speaking, you've got to focus on what you already have going on before you start new stores. And start with a niche store. Start with a single product category store. Don't try to start with a general niche or a store that's got multiple categories on it, because you're just never going to get started. You're never going to get launched. You're just going to get burnt out way early on. So make sure you do that, guys. All right, and then I'd like to make an announcement. My masterclass is currently closed, but I am accepting email signups for my early bird waiting list for my launch. And I'm going to be relaunching it in June with a bunch of new content in there. So I'm really excited about that. Filming new lessons, making new case study stores, more market research case studies, and filming some advanced lessons on things like multi-channel selling, outsourcing, and selling your store and all sorts of things like this. So I'm super excited for that. If you guys want to get on the early bird waiting list, go to ecommerceparadise.com, sign up for the niches list, get into the Dropship Secrets mini course, and go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass, which is where you can see my high ticket dropship masterclass. And on that sales page, you'll see an email sign up form to get on the early bird waiting list. So make sure you guys get on that so you can get notified of the launch when it's happening. And I'm super excited to get this going for you guys. Another announcement is I'm actually going to be shutting down all of my services, no longer going to be offering a turnkey business store service. I'm not going to be offering any monthly services. I will be offering a done-for-you demo store service because I can build out really good demo stores, but the expectations are pretty high from clients as far as monthly services go and as far as delivering the actual results. And I don't feel comfortable because every single different store and different client and different product and supplier niche is different. And so it's really hard to provide consistent results using these methods for clients when it's not my number one focus. So I want to be able to provide the best service possible. That's my ethos. That's what I work on. And if I can't do that in a certain field, I'm just not going to pursue it anymore. So unfortunately, I have to make a tough business decision to cut that out. And I'm going to be focusing more on content creation. And I'm going to be focusing more on improving our own stores and improving the masterclass as a result, and having more case studies people can work with. You can do your own work. I can certainly build demo stores, because demo stores are really fairly simple for us to build out for you guys. So I will have that service available. I also will be doing a mastermind group, a group coaching call as well. And then I'll be creating some more simple courses on the front end. Beyond that, I'm going to be doing a lot of content marketing, reviews of certain software I use and stuff like that, just so that you guys can have the best resources available to grow your high ticket dropshipping business. My goal is to do a lot more free content on YouTube as well, and on the podcast, do a lot more interviews. So looking forward to that, really excited. And thanks so much for watching and listening. And again, if you're interested in getting started or even growing your store, sign up for my niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. We'll see you out there. Take care.